Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You know him from the Relatable Journey podcast. You know him from the nightly Charlotte Sports Live on Queen City News. Oh, yeah, they're also the home of the Carolina Panthers. He is Will Kunkel. He joins us in the guest line. What's up, Daddy? Welcome back to the show.
My man, how you doing, Nikki? Welcome, or thank you for having me. Welcome. You're welcome. Hey, you know what? You're welcome.
You are also welcome to be here. let me ask you, Will, is today a great day to be a Panthers fan?
Is it not always? I'm just wondering, is there a day that it's not great to be a Panthers fan?
I just wanted to make sure. I would like to know. I just said that the Denny's Grand Slam once upon a time would be named after me, the Nick Wilson Grand Slam. If there was a meal, like Jack Harlow just got the Jack Harlow meal deal at KFC, if there was a meal to, or a menu item to be named after Daddy Kunkel, what would it be and what restaurant would it be at?
Got to be the bone-in filet at Steak 48, right? Only the finest out there.
Oh, yeah, I don't even like to get steak at restaurants because more often than not, they let me down. When I got the bone-in ribeye at Steak 48, sitting across from Stan Norfleet, I'm just going to start name-dropping now. It was, I'll be honest, I can't talk about it because it would violate FCC rules to talk about how good that steak is.
I never order steak at a restaurant because you can, it's always like 9 times more expensive, especially today, than what you buy, and it's not nearly as good. At Steak 48, that is just not the case.
So, Will, looking to Panthers OTAs, what are the big bits of news to come out of Panthers OTAs today?
I think there's just the general fact that, you know, everyone showed up from not mandatory, but voluntary OTAs last week, and it's kind of the same group of people, just adding Robbie Anderson. And I think that speaks volumes to the roster and the fact that they want to get better. Like, they know they need to show up in order to work, in order to get better, and they're doing that. And I think it's interesting that the veterans, about a dozen of them, aren't practicing because they're coaching. And I like that. I know some people are making fun of it. I like it because it gives them a different perspective, but it also helps them deliver what the standard is in the NFL to the young guys. And Matt Rhule can tell you until you're blue in the face, but they don't, you know, I don't know that that players, especially rookies, understand what the coach is trying to communicate or that trust is built yet. But I do know that a rookie looks at Shaq Thompson, Christian McCaffrey, Jeremy Chin, and says, listen, these guys do it. I watch them do it every single day on Sunday. And those are the guys I need to listen to. So when I screw up and they're in my ear, it means a little different than when the head coach is in your ear. Because that head coach, no matter who it is, it can get tiresome, and that voice can get a little bit old. So I think it's smart what they're doing right now with some of these older guys. And they don't need the reps right now. Like, Shaq doesn't need the reps in mandatory minicamp. The young guys, they need all the reps, and they get more now because of it.
Well, looking to some of the messaging for Matt Rhule, he's talked a lot about the bonding experience of this team. Yesterday he talked about the veterans asking for their leadership spots, control of the locker room, so to speak. Do you think that is a big point of evolution for Matt Rhule if he wants to stay in the NFL, or are there other things that you would point to first?
There needs to be better coaching on the field, but also this is big. I don't think you can underestimate the relationship aspect of being a coach. You see this every year in March Madness where Tom Izzo, Rick Pitino, whatever coach, gets in the face of some kid and is screaming at him. And kids on Twitter that don't know Tom Izzo, that don't know that relationship, are like, man, if that coach yelled at me, I would knock him out. Like, dude, one, no, you wouldn't. Two, there's a relationship there that has gone on for 3 to 4 years. There's a love there. There is a bond there, and there is a trust that is happening there. So when Matt Rhule does eventually get into the ear of one of his players, it's going to mean something more than just that guy that works in the corner office is screaming at me. It's going to mean something. So that bonding experience helps tremendously between Matt Rhule and the players, but also it's between the players and the players. They haven't been able to get to know each other like they have in years past because of COVID and all the restrictions that the NFL placed on them. So when you're in the trenches and you're dying and you want to get off the field, but you look at your boy next to you who's equally as dead but is staying in the game, you want to die for your boy. You know, not like war, but in football. Like, you want to go out there and you want to give everything because your guy next to you is doing the same thing. And that's the bond that you build right now, especially in training camp in Spartanburg. Like, that's when life sucks. That's when you're at your worst, and you get through that time together, and you start building that bond. And it's nothing that any analytic can show that is so critical to a good team. It doesn't mean it's more important than your assignment or blocking your dude or winning your battle, but it plays a very important role in a successful team.
Will Kunkel, A Relatable Journey, Charlotte Sports Live, on the guest line, of course. Queen City News is the home for the Carolina Panthers TV side of things here. Will, moving on to something we talked about earlier in today's show. We talked about Christian McCaffrey, kind of a little bit of a rave about the new offense under Ben McAdoo. What players do you think are going to benefit the most from the hiring of the former Giants head coach?
I mean, everyone on offense, and that's not a shot at Joe Brady, because I've talked to a lot of people in that building that had great things to say about Joe Brady after he left, and it didn't work out for other reasons that we can talk about off the air. But I think everybody benefits because it's a fresh start. Like, it's just fair. But I also think more than Ben McAdoo, the offensive line. I don't care what system you put in. I don't care what play call you call when. If you're not blocking, it's not going to work. It doesn't matter if it's the best play call of all time. If the offensive line just craps their job out and doesn't get the job done, then it's not going to happen. So the timing needs to be there. So I think the offensive line is just way ahead and shoulders above more important than what Ben's going to install. Not that what Ben is installing isn't important.
Will, earlier today, actually, as a matter of fact, the segment before, I had seen something driving around Charlotte today, a construction company with a slogan, "We exist to build great things." I want you to finish this sentence. The Carolina Panthers exist, ...
to get better. I mean, that's kind of where they are right now. Like, they exist right now to get better. You got to get over the 5-win hump. You've got to improve. And I remember what Matt Rhule said when he first got to the Carolinas, and I agree with it entirely. Your goal isn't necessarily to always make the playoffs. Your goal isn't always to win the Super Bowl. That's what your ultimate dream is eventually. But if you have a 5-win roster, your goal is to win 6 or 7 games. At the very least, achieve that 5-win goal, that 5-win, you know, roster talent level. Right now, their goal is to just get better. Their goal is not to necessarily make the playoffs, frankly. They've got to keep building that foundation. So that's not a sexy, awesome, highlight, real answer, but that's kind of where it is for me right now.
All right, we'll flip it to the Hornets. The Charlotte Hornets exist, ...
They exist, so they better be at least the 6th seed. You can't fire coach, bring in Kenny Atkinson, who I like as a hire, and not be better than last year. But they also need to – they exist to get a center. Like, you can't keep playing this game like the Panthers are playing at quarterback and not have a center. They need to figure it out. I'm curious what you think. I don't. Maybe Mark Williams, but I'd love the idea of packaging those together and going to get a name at center.
Yeah, I think Jake Fisher kind of tied the 15th pick being available, and Miles Turner might be available. If you could turn the 15th pick into the Miles Turner show here in Carolina, I'd be greatly, greatly appreciative of that. Let's get to, kind of in what you're talking about with getting to a 7-game series. I threw out the over-under during Kenny Atkinson's first 4-year deal here in Charlotte. I threw out the over-under of 2.5 playoff appearances. Right now today, would you take the over or the under?
That he reaches over or under 2.5 playoff appearances?
Yes, sir.
I think over. And I think because I trust Mitch Kupchak so much to make this roster 2.5 over. When James Borrego got here, this was not a coaching job. This was a GM job. It was a job for the GM to make that roster better. Over the time, it's turned more into a coaching job where now you look at the coach and said, all right, I've given you the pieces. Go make this great. I've done my job. Right now, it's probably, I don't know, 55-50 more GM, 60-40 more GM. Like, there's still a massive piece that needs to be worked out with Mitch at that centerpiece. But it's becoming more and more a coaching job. And that's when you look at Atkinson and say, all right, do your thing.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.